Yeah, maybe we need to.
Yay!
Okay, I think it's working.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well,
okay, so
let's get started.
Let's get started. So I have Megan, Jude, Beth, and Barb. Anybody else?
Gail.
Gail. Hey, Gail. Welcome.
Hi. Am I at the right? I'm at the right meeting, right?
Yeah. yes, this is the leadership team meeting, not the communications meeting.
Yeah. It's been a crazy morning.
All right, so let's get started then. So Robin is was hoping to be on at least the beginning part of the call, but she's traveling and around this time was supposed to be boarding a plane. So I'm assuming she's not going to join us if she's not on the call already. So she has asked me to step in here and kind of lead the meeting today. And I have some information, some input from her on a number of things. So I'll be wearing a bunch of hats today. So on the agenda for today, there, let's see, we have kind of our standing agenda, which I understand to be, we'll have each of the committees give a report, so programs, membership, communication, treasurer, and ICF liaison, so we'll do that. And then I had requested with Robin another topic for the conversation today that I wanted to bring up, and hello?
Hi, this is Ildi.
Oh, good.
Yay. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I try again.
Yeah, it can be challenging sometime with that line. Okay. So, LD, this is Sarah, and I'm sort of filling in for Robin tonight. I was just explaining that she's traveling. So,
okay.
And we have Megan, Jude, Beth, Barb, and Gail on the line as well.
Perfect.
So welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll do our committee reports, and then I'd like to start with a topic that I wanted to bring up, and it seems like it might make sense to talk about it first, and that is, you know, since John resigned, we really haven't talked about how to manage our group process going forward, and it's been for me at least, a bit of a loose end. And what I wanted to do and why I emailed Robin is I thought it would be helpful for us to have at least a discussion about that, like what we want to see there. And, you know, from my perspective, we've gotten a lot done in the last year and a half with just 1 hour of meetings a month with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an important part of that has been having a facilitator and someone to really help manage our process. And while I wasn't there at the outset, like, I don't know, a year and a half ago, there was that meeting at Beth's house, your house, Beth,
uh-huh.
Where we talked about where it was talked about that we wanted to create a culture of collaboration. And I think we've been really successful at that, and it seems to me that having a facilitator in John has really contributed greatly to this, because I think it frees up everyone to sort of participate in the discussion, and also that we have somebody really leading us and helping us be effective and help keep us moving forward. And so personally, I would like to see us continue that. And I would like to see us ask someone in the chapter to be our facilitator so we can continue doing that. And so those are just my thoughts. And I thought I'd just sort of throw it out there for discussion, input, and see what you all think about that idea.
This is Ildi, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I didn't get to experience John's facilitation as part of this group, but I know that he's masterful. But not just John, but I know that having somebody facilitate is always so helpful because it really does help us move along, and it does bring in that culture of collaboration that you were talking about. So I would definitely be interested in pursuing that or investigating that.
Okay. All right.
Well, this is Beth, and I completely agree. John really was instrumental in getting us off the ground, and it's unfortunate that he is unable to continue. But I think it makes a big difference And, you know, then it sort of frees the president up. I mean, it was great for me when I was president because I didn't have to be collecting all the agenda items and all that stuff. John did everything, formed the agenda. He did the notes, too, but now Ildi will be doing that. And it was just, you know, it left me free to just, you know, kind of be one of the board members. And I think that is completely in keeping with the way we have established this board, which is it's cooperative, it's not hierarchical. Yes, we have officers, but that's largely because of sort of the formal requirements that ICF Global and the IRS put on us. So, you know, I think it's a disadvantage to Robin for her to be continuing doing the facilitating. That would be my feeling.
This is June. It makes total sense. I think we should just do it.
And I understand we do have a volunteer who is an expert facilitator who would do this, right?
We do.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Jean actually recommended Gail. And Gail, I know you're on the call, and you've actually expressed that you would be interested, yes?
I would be happy to do it. It's easy for me, and I'm on the calls anyway.
And we have a template that John established. I don't know, Gail, if you've seen. Well, I'm sure you've seen on our Yahoo page all the, you know, he just plugs in the agenda items. He usually sends that out, I think, before each meeting, so everybody knows what the agenda items are. Of course, anybody can propose an agenda item. He always used to check with me just to make sure if there was something, you know, that he wasn't sure about that I concurred, and so that was a very easy thing to do. And then we use that template to take notes, so, you know, and publish the notes. So it's all there. There's nothing new that you have to do other than do it.
It sounds pretty straightforward, and it couldn't be a nicer group of people to facilitate.
Yeah, we're pretty easy.
So happy to do that.
Let me complicate it before you say totally yes, Gail. So does the facilitator also document the meeting, take minutes, and send them out? I mean, I think that's an essential task that needs to happen.
Well, that is happening. Our communications coordinator, Ildi, has taken that over. Yeah.
Yes. I know Ildi once.
And so you're posting those, right, Ildi?
Right. I put it up to into the Yahoo groups. I think I even got a little bit of feedback from some folks, so I did post it there. And
okay.
I've got my pen in hand. I'm taking minutes right now, you know, just taking some notes. And I'm happy to continue with that role.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Happy to have you continue.
Yeah. And I think that's fine, you know, again, from how we set things up. This is Beth. Because it, you know, that kind of is, communications coordinator is kind of analogous to secretary, and that's the person, you know, and Elke had been doing that, all of that, except for the note-taking at the meetings, because John was doing that, and John had volunteered to do that, but it's part of kind of a traditional organizational secretary role, so I think it's great.
Excellent.
Have it there, yeah.
Yeah. So this is great, and I have an email from Robin. She was not able to be here, but I've got some input from her, since I knew that there was a probability that she wouldn't be here. So I'd like to just read that so that that actually becomes a part of our discussion as well. So my thoughts on, so this is in Robin's words. My thoughts on meeting facilitation. John and John's role added huge value as we were forming our team. As we have gained more solid ground, more structure, I believe we could move in a different style of facilitation. perhaps passing the baton, which would look like someone stepping up to do so for the next month at the end of every meeting. Shared responsibility. The RAC group, which is the Western Region
Advisory
IPF group,
Council.
Yeah. Thank you. The RAC group operates in that fashion, seems to be very successful, same as other groups I've participated in. If the team isn't interested in that, I'm willing to facilitate with the caveat that I may need backup from time to time due to work requirements, like this week. So that's her input on this topic. And I'm wondering what your any responses to that or thoughts or whatever.
Well, this is Jude. I totally disagree with rotating the role. And I don't, in practice, I don't find it super productive to have the content leader, if you will, the president, be the same as the process leader. I think dividing up those roles, which facilitation is all about, makes for a much more productive meeting. So I'm sorry to say I disagree with Robin.
Well, I have to say I do too, for the same reasons that Jude just said. Plus, just to set the record straight, I've been on the RAC for 2.5 years before the last 2 months when it rotated over to Robin. That is not how they do it unless they've suddenly changed it. They have a single facilitator who's kind of the group leader, the unofficial group leader. There's no elected group leader. And so she does the facilitation. She does an excellent job. She's very collaborative. And what rotates is the note-taking. So it's not the facilitation. And also, that's a very different group. It is not a governing body, formally. They don't take many decisions. It's mostly information sharing. When they do make a decision, almost always it is that there's discussion on the call, and then they do an email poll later to make the decision, which is, I don't think, ideal either, but that's how they do it. So I think unless they've changed it in the last 2 months, I think Robin's mistaken about that. So I don't think we should be rotating, and I don't think it should be the president doing the facilitating. If we have someone good who's willing to step up, Gail, that's what my vote would be for.
Any other comments related to what Robin said or anything else?
Well, this is Barb. I completely agree with Beth. I think it would be more seamless if we had the same person from month to month rather than rotating it. It occurs to me that as you read Robin's comments that she seemed to want to keep it in our group rather than maybe looking for an external facilitator. So I don't think she knew that Gail actually was someone that was interested. So that would probably impact her thinking, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she may not have realized it would be so easy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is this a decision?
So, yeah, so let's see. What is the decision here? To have a facilitator? Should we before we make a decision, any other comments? I just want to make sure we've heard everybody. Any other going ones?
Megan, do you have an opinion?
I completely agree. So I was staying silent because I have nothing to add.
Thank you for helping us be efficient. Okay, so let's see. So are we all in agreement that we would like to have a dedicated facilitator at the leadership team meetings? All in favor?
Yes.
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 Anyone opposed to that? Any nays? I don't hear any nays. Okay. So I don't know if I'm following Robert's rules. Ildi, help me here.
We don't do that anyway.
I was just saying, I don't think we're that formal because I typically have to do them, second motion, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so well, we've agreed that having a
position. I second Jude's motion to just do it.
Just do it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, Ken, just as a facilitator, can we have some clarification about what it is? Having a facilitator.
It sounds like
we want a facilitator that is consistent across the meetings.
Okay. Great.
Following the established agenda that we have established already.
Pretty much. Actually, I would like to see Gail step into that agenda, form some opinions on it, and bring it up in a couple of months as to how and whether it could be improved.
Oh, well, there's an idea. That's a good one.
Yep. All right. Okay. So before we get that, is there a motion to have Gail be our facilitator?
I move that Gail be our facilitator.
I second.
I second.
All right. All right. So all in favor of Gail being our facilitator?
Aye.
I guess.
Aye.
Okay.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping.
Yes.
Okay, you can abstain.
Okay.
Okay. Any people opposed to Gail being our facilitator?
Other than Gail. Gail's not allowed to vote.
Gail's not allowed to vote. Okay. So I don't know what the official language for this is, but it sounds like we've all agreed that Gail will be our facilitator going forward at leadership team meetings.
Congratulations, Gail.
Yay! Welcome to that role, Gail.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble now.
Do we do the same thing with Ildi as note taker, or is that a part of the description for the communications coordinator?
I'm not sure if it's part of the description, but we covered this at the last meeting, or it may have even been when we were up at Beth's where.
Yeah, we did that at my house. So
I thought it was
we can reconfirm that.
No, that's okay. That's careful. I misunderstood. I thought at Beth's house it was just for the one time and we had twisted Ildi's arm. But if it has remained then, that's great.
Well, we think she's done such a good job that we wanted to keep
doing
it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, fantastic. Just to confirm, I looked at the bylaws this morning, and actually that is the role of the communications coordinator to take notes of the meeting.
Good. Thank you. I thought so.
Yeah.
We just let Elke off the hook.
All right. Great. Well, wonderful. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Gail, thank you so much for offering your services in that regard. And I've seen Gail facilitate before, and she's excellent. So I think, Gail, we're thrilled that you're going to do this. I am.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, I have to be here anyway, and it's a wonderful group of people.
All right. So fantastic. All right, so in terms of just kind of how to get Gail up to speed, I'm wondering who does that, just as a next step?
Well, I can look at John's agendas and touch base with Robin and maybe even Beth to see how to get some lessons learned and best practices.
Okay.
I'd be happy to do that, and I would definitely say talk to John.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic.
I think that's a good start for now.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, yay.
Yay.
So moving right along then to committee reports, first on the agenda is programs. So Barb?
So let's see. We have our virtual call coming up later this week. So far, just 8 people signed up, but we always get more the week of. We had 21 in January for a virtual program, which was exciting. The next 2 months will be in person at the Workforce Training Center for March and April. What else? What else can I tell you guys? What would you like to know?
You got a new committee member.
Ah, yes. Renee, thanks to Beth. Renee Gregorio, who's in, she's in Santa Fe, right?
I think she lives in El Rito, but she stays in Santa Fe a lot.
Okay. Yeah. She has expressed interest to join the programs committee, and it looks like a done deal. So we're thrilled about that.
Yeah, she'll be good great. For that.
Yeah, great to have someone from the northern parts of the state. And one other update, too, is Heidi has taken a full-time role with a small consulting group that she's been working with, so her time's a little bit more, or less available, I should say. She's still going to be active in the programs committee, but just stretched a little bit further than usual.
I guess congratulations,
good.
But
yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's it. Ildi's helping me with getting a teaser out for this week's virtual call. Jim Smith was recommended by Elizabeth Roll. He's our speaker, and he's great. He's going to be really good. He coaches on business building, but the majority of his practice is executive coaching. So he's got some real good, deep experience in not just marketing his own practice, but helping other coaches and then applying it to his own business coaching as well.
Wow.
Great.
Well, thank you, Barb. And, I mean, membership is next. So is there anything else that you wanted to say?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, you know, so I'm going to put my membership hat on now. And I was looking at the numbers this morning for membership, and at this time last year we had 64 members, and we're at, if I've got done the math right, we're at 80 at this point.
Wow.
That's a 25% increase over last year, and I was thinking about, like, in some ways it feels very effortless, and you know, and I was thinking about, Barb, like all the programs that you guys have done and how much more you're doing now than we were doing like last year. I mean, we have a full year of pretty much monthly programs and social events and such, and I think that makes a huge difference in terms of membership programs and then all of the work that you've done on the communications committee. To like reach out and let people know that all of this is going on. I mean, I was really surprised to see how many more members we have than we did then.
Yeehaw!
Yay!
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So just real quick on membership. It looks like we have two new members of our committee. So Gail and Shelby are staying on. And Claudine Lonergan has joined our committee, and she works at Greg Services with Gail. Let me get this right: Gail, Ildi, and Jean, right?
Mm-hmm.
and it's just fantastic. And she's going through the mentor coach program to get her coaching credential, and just seems really enthusiastic about ICF and about membership. So we're really thrilled to have her. And then also Emila DeToro has joined our committee as well, and she is actually kind of a combination of life, intuitive, and professional coach. She does a lot of career coaching, and she's just got her PCC, and she's going to join us as well, which I'm really excited about because she's, I think, more tapped into the life coaching community, and I'm hoping she and I have talked about it, that she can actually start to do some outreach to that community and maybe, you know, bring more life coaches in and maybe even start a community of practice in that area. We'll see. But so I'm really excited about that. And we're going to have a strategy meeting on this coming Friday where we really talk about the leadership team objectives and then the membership objectives that come out of that and who's going to do what and what we want to do for 2015. So that's what's going on. And then we've got to get on to the qualified member membership campaign. So Gail, did I miss anything there? Yeah.
No, it sounds good.
Okay. Any questions or anything anybody wants to know about membership?
Yeah, Sarah, question. When you say that there's 80 members, you're not, are you going on the 2015 renewal numbers, or are you going on conclusion of 2014?
I'm going off today. Where are we today versus where we were approximately this day last year, a year ago?
Are you tapping into the ICF records of who has renewed January, February for 2015?
I'm just looking at the membership roster according to ICF and then adding the associate members into it.
So we don't have numbers yet from ICF about who's renewed, right?
We don't have any money. Right. But sometimes the president gets more information. Is that true, Beth? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I used to get all kinds of stuff from them about that. I think they had our membership committee on it, so I'd double-check with Robin and see if she got anything.
But that I was just checking where the numbers was coming from, Sarah, and I hear it as the culmination of our fruits of our labors for 2014, and that's where we are today. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty
exciting. So this is Ildi, and I also think it's fabulous. I'm very excited. And I was wondering, is there something that we do as a chapter, kind of a membership drive type of thing? I know I got my email from ICF and, had renewed there. Is there something that we do as a chapter? And if so, what can the communications committee do to support that?
Last year we did an email campaign that kind of corresponded with the ICF campaign, and then we also did a social media campaign where each of the leadership team members, Jean did this, she had a little script, and every week or so one of the leadership team members would do a post that she set up into Facebook. We didn't have LinkedIn at the time. So. What I'm thinking is that after this meeting on Friday, when we figured out who's doing what, we're going to take a look at what we might do for communication. So how about if we have a bunch of things to talk with communications about? Can we be in touch with you after that meeting and figure that out?
Sure, that sounds great. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, great. I mean, thank you for offering, because I don't know if you knew this, Ildi, but we had the highest retention rate of ICF members in North America last year.
And I had no idea. That's amazing. Good job.
Yeah. So it would be great to have that again. And we have this email and the social media campaign kind of already set up. So I'm hoping we can pretty much use what we did last year and maybe tweak it a little bit. But
perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Anyone?
Nope, just
okay,
let's
then.
Do it again this
right.
year.
All right, yay! Okay, so communications is up next, and I know we have the newsletter to talk about and anything else related to communications, so you're up.
Super, and actually I thought maybe I would have Beth share a little bit about the newsletter. You mostly probably all saw the email that was sent out that talked about the plan. So I'll turn it over to Beth.
Oh, thank you. Well, I did talk with Robin. I had a proposal for content. We talked about it, brainstormed a little, came up with a plan, which you saw. I worked with Kelly, who's going to be great. We're so lucky, actually. Out of the ashes rose the phoenix here. But anyway, she gave me two options. I selected the one. I hope you don't mind me just doing that, but save you all some stuff. It's much cleaner, neater. These are templates that MailChimp provides, so it's very easy. I kind of like it. Every month it'll have, we use the photo at the top that comes from the website, so it all is going to be, our branding look from the website.
We'll start with the president's message at the top, and there'll be these pictures that you see plugged in are just that. They're just anonymous plug-ins, so we'll get Robin's picture and a short introduction from her. Now, I should explain the idea, you know, if for any of you who have done newsletters before, and I had one for about 10 years or so, you want them to stay very short and sweet. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a ruthless editor, whatever anybody sends in. So very short message to start with, followed immediately by a nice box of the next upcoming program. So, you know, I will need that input every month from the program committee. We just used the one from this current program there. I think we'll put in, well, we will put in there a link that goes back to the registration page, you know, so people can register right from there. So it'll be another way to get to people. Then we thought we'd have a featured member, Robin had the good idea of, why don't we start with our new members, since those are people we're all less likely to know. I thought that was a good idea, so I'm proposing that. And, you know, I'm happy to call up that person, interview them. It'll just be a couple of sentences and hopefully a photo. But I need to have, you know, I'll have to have that information from membership, of course. And then I think we'll all have to keep it, you know, top of mind to be putting in, you know, give me items for the chapter news, but I do want to keep it short. So, you know, we can put in, you know, things like when we get the results of the membership drive, you know, what our success rate is, and we can, I think especially some nice little member news blurbs. So, like, I know that Renee Gregorio just got her PCC, and you just told me Emila got hers, so things like that I would put in. And then Maggie Lichtenberg, I only know this from the little local gathering. Maggie Lichtenberg was interviewed and quoted extensively in an article about self-publishing that was in the local paper here. So I would put that in. So I'll be soliciting from everybody for this, not just the leadership team, but, you know, we'll make sure we get the word out that people should send that kind of news in if they want to get it featured. I'm going to make it clear that we aren't putting in their, you know, member notices of their own offerings because two things. They can do that on Facebook free, and it's just possible that in the future we want to be able to, as other chapters do, sell little ads here for people or have some kind of a notification. Colorado does a whole separate newsletter just of those things, and people get to put their announcements in for free, but I think we can do that on our Facebook and LinkedIn vehicles. So that's the idea there. Then we would wind up with some stuff from ICF Global. My thinking there is it should be always something that really kind of helps tout the benefits of being a full global qualified member. So I might put in some things about, like they're having that business development class, you know, that kind of stuff. Of course, Rob and I, or somebody's doing peer coaching. I can't remember who's liking it. So we could put that in, you know, services that they offer or upcoming things that they offer. So that's, and that, again, it's all very short. Suggestions that I've gotten so far, Barb said, gee, why don't we sort of put in a nice little fun fact kind of thing that's about coaching. And she gave me an example that came from one of the ICF Global things. I think that's a great idea. I would put it in there too. And then Ildi had the idea, which is also excellent, and we will do, of putting in links to our Facebook and LinkedIn, and I guess we have a Twitter account. So we'll put that in. And of course there will be links back to the website, and there will be a website link to our newsletters. There's also something called SlideShare, which I must say I don't exactly know what that is, but it's free. And Kelly has, this is how Colorado does some of their newsletter stuff, and so you can get it online. And so she signed us up for that. and we'll use that. And I'm sorry, I don't, as I said, I don't really understand what it is, but it's some way to read them online. So that's that. We had, I think we were thinking of putting it out the third Tuesday, but Barbara made the very good point that a lot of things, we put out a lot of stuff that time because it's the week before the program. So what I'd like to do is change that to the first of the month, and we'll push this off and start it April 1st. Robin wants to have her first message be about this leadership conference that she's going to in Atlanta, and that's not over until like the 8th, so we couldn't do it. And anyway, there's no time now to get it out that early. So I know we said we'd try to get it out by March, but I think it's going to be more comfortable. I've got to have some testing time with Kelly and all that. So that's that. The other thing is, as I said in my email, I am going to be needing regular input, but it's really pretty minimal from programs and membership. So, you know, I will establish a working timeline, you know, regular monthly timeline for that, and then I'll be sure to send you reminders for it. So that is my spiel on that. I'm open to any and all suggestions. Like to get it approved if we can.
Yeah, let's approve it.
I think it sounds fabulous.
Let's do it.
I think it'll be nice, you know. I mean, I know there are some people who don't like being bombarded with all these emails, but this has some additional value, I think, to it. So if people don't like it, they can unsubscribe.
And Beth, I think the things like the highlighting a member, especially a new member, I think that's mm-hmm. going to be really interesting to people, and it really
yeah.
fits. It really fits with our, you know, focus on community building. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting, and I think we should keep the, you know, note from the president pretty short.
Yeah.
And get, you know, get to some of the things that I think are going to be. Just kind of juicy stuff, like what, you know, who's a member you don't know, and you could ask them something crazy, Beth.
Yeah. Oh,
question,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the questions could be really funny or
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think
we'll keep it
fantastic.
Light.
Mm-hmm. And we're so fortunate to have you because you've done a newsletter and you know how to do this. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I always found that when you set up a template and then you just have a regular way of doing it, you know, it gets done. It never took me more than 2.5-3 hours, and I was writing a big article for it, so it's not hard. Famous last words, right? It's not hard if everybody gets me their stuff on time. Let me put it that way.
Well, you know, and the cool thing is this kind of just goes along with what Barb was saying about that outreach piece, is because we can integrate a form. We can put a form on our website that integrates with MailChimp that says, hey, sign up for our monthly newsletter here. And,
yeah.
you know, that way we can really kind of build our audience. Somebody, you know, pops on over to the website
yeah.
and they're able to do that. So, and that's
yeah.
something I can definitely work with Kelly on.
Great. By the way, I mean, I think this is something that we can send far and wide. I don't care. It's not just for members. This is a good way to
sure.
get people hooked into, hey, look at all the neat stuff we do here.
Sure. And with SlideShare, which is actually owned by LinkedIn, we can also post that SlideShare on, you know, on social media. So once the newsletter goes out, we just pull that HTML code, or it's actually just a link from MailChimp, and then splash it on our social media as well. So.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Okay. And we also thought definitely once we get our communities of practice going, we'll want to add that into, you know,
yeah.
what's coming up and what the
That's
meeting
a great
is
idea.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
And maybe some comments from people who are participating as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a balance between, we don't want it to be too long because you want people to read all the way down to the end, but on the other hand, you want to have some rich content. So we'll just always keep that in mind. So anytime anyone has ideas, you know, pass them to me.
Yay!
Yay! One action for the year, partway done.
So,
so are we good with waiting till 1st of April for this? That would
yeah.
actually be nice. I'd prefer to put it out at the beginning. Kelly says, I don't know if it's the first of the month or if it's the first Tuesday of the month. I do know, she told me, and I knew this was true when I put one out too, that Tuesdays is supposed to be a good day for newsletters because if it falls on a Monday or a Friday, nobody will read it. And so we can just say the first Tuesday.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I'm going with it.
Excellent.
You'll be hearing from me.
That sounds great. And as far as other reports from the Communications Committee, we had our meeting and we discussed a number of things. What really kind of came to light was how much we are intertwined, I guess, with the other committees, and I do want to, Sarah, as you said, to connect with you about kind of all the different initiatives, membership initiatives, because we also want to kind of move forward on that find a coach piece, and I know that your committee has been talking about that. So we're here ready, willing, and able, available, maybe not able, but with Kelly's help to figure out how to make that find a coach happen, what that should look like. So just let me know when you guys are ready to move forward with that, and you know, I'm happy to work with you on that.
Great, we love that. Yeah, so expect to hear from us soon.
Okay, will do.
Yeah. By the way, I talked to Kelly about the history and who to get in touch with and all that stuff for the find a coach thing, so she's off and running with that.
Excellent.
For the template for it and stuff. There's some policy questions that have to be answered, but
okay,
super.
So really just then the last thing that I wanted to bring up that we discussed was kind of this whole aspect of social media, and what we had talked about in our strategic planning session was really about us being thought leaders around what is coaching and educating and bringing value to the community in that way by helping them to understand what it is that a coach does and how their lives can be affected by coaching. So what I'm going to do is work with Kelly on Hootsuite so that we have scheduled tweets and posts and content going out, and we've got some ideas about how to do that. But one thing is I was investigating the Hootsuite and our different social media is what it looks like to me is we don't actually have a Facebook page, we just have a Facebook group. Is that correct? Does anybody have different information?
I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So if you're on Facebook, then your profile, everything that you post, that's on your Facebook page. And then the groups are when, is what we have through ICF New Mexico, and we've created a group where people are members, and maybe it's an open group so anybody can join. But you actually have to join the group, and then that's where kind of some discussion happens. People can post stuff. So if we, in order to post, I think we have to have a Facebook page in addition to the group, and I'll look into that a little bit, and I'll connect with Kelly as well. But then
I don't know if that's true because members can post. We've been all posting
in the Facebook group. Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. Isn't that
okay.
right, people? Yeah. Anybody
yeah.
who's a group member can post. It's a closed group because it's only members.
Okay.
Of the chapter.
So there's sort of that extra step where people have to join the group in order to be involved. But if we want
right.
to kind of put some stuff out, some content just to the world at large and the community and kind of inform them about coaching, kind of taking that thought leader role, then we would likely need our own Facebook page, the ICF New Mexico Facebook page, that would then be, you know, hey, do you know what coaching is? Do you know that people who have coaches are 100 times more efficient than people who don't, or whatever it is, you know, to kind of get the message out there. So it'd be a little bit, it's more similar to like the Twitter page. You know, when we tweet something, that goes out to everybody. You don't have to like join our group to see that.
Well, it sounds good. It would be good to have more information about it. Possibly we would want to have a group for internal members and then mm-hmm. have the and the thought leader comments for external.
External, yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. Maybe you could come up with a plan for that.
I can do that. I can also send you guys some information about kind of what the difference between a Facebook group and a Facebook page is. And then we can maybe make a decision on if we want to get a Facebook page for our chapter to take that thought leader role. But I will be working with Kelly to kind of set up the Hootsuite so that we can start, you know, having that social media presence where we're, you know, where we're trying to develop that thought leader approach. And then we can continue to, of course, post in the groups and the LinkedIn group, you know, and encourage people to, you know, sign up for our programs and that kind of thing. So it'll kind of be a combination of both of those in the Hootsuite. So.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds great. So, Ildi, I'm wondering, would it work for next time we meet for you to have talked to Kelly and all that and come back to us with a plan of what you'd like to see for, and just kind of so we have something to work with and we can make a final decision?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I love all
sure.
of your innovation on this.
I know, it's wonderful.
Thank you. And okay. Kudos to the Communications Committee, Megan, who's on the call, and Elka, who is not able to be on the call. And and that's us. Everybody was reporting about their new members. We do not have new members, but we have faithful, committed people who are able to keep going. So it's the three of us plus Kelly.
Great.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving right along here, Treasurer and Finance is up next. Jude.
Okay, just a couple updates, announcements. Last year I asked for an audit review, and that's going on now. Sarah's leading that with Deb
Moheski.
And more will be learned about that as time goes on. I also want to report that all the internal documents reporting to the board, reporting to the leadership team is done. Next set of reports that are due are in May, and those are the external reports from IRS and Secretary of State and ICF. I am in between eye surgeries right now, and so I'm taking a bit of a break. Everything will be 100% working by the end of April, and I'm functional now, and I will be functional before then. And then my next report to the leadership team is due in April. I do quarterly plan versus actual reports the month after the quarter has ended. So Gail, one item on the April agenda would be the plan versus actual budget for January, February, March of this year. And that's it. That's my update.
Okay. Thank you, Jude. That was concise.
You're welcome.
We can always count on her for that.
Exactly. All right. So then, so last thing on the agenda, the standing agenda is ICF liaison, which I guess I'm going to be the ICF liaison today too, for Robin. And so let's see. There's a RAC update. So this is going to be really concise. The RAC report is. And I'm literally reading this from an email, getting new members introduced, focusing on coaching week. So coaching week is coming up. I don't really know much about coaching week. Beth, is there anything that we should know about coaching week?
It's in May sometime. ICF Global likes to push the chapters to do all kinds of things, and they give you all kinds of, you know, media stuff you can use. We have not so far participated. I mean, I think our first year we put some, we sent out, we wrote some articles, sent them out to local media outlets. Nobody picked it up, and we just decided we didn't have the time or energy to do it. You know, sometime in the future, that's something we might want to do. Yeah, I don't know about this year. We still have a couple of months. We can work on it if we want to.
Mm-hmm. And we can certainly fold it into social media, you know, especially if they're providing stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's stuff like banners that you put on your website. Stuff like that. They don't give you a lot of help otherwise.
I thought it
they
was
just
like,
encourage you to do a bunch of hoopla, you know. Huh?
Okay, so maybe that's something to, since Robin is going there or going to the meeting, maybe she can come back and advise us if there's anything that she's heard about that might be of interest for us that wouldn't be, you know, a huge effort or something. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other sort of ICF liaison issue is the in-person meeting at the Global Leadership Forum, and that's happening in early March. And Robin is planning to go to, is it Atlanta, for a meeting?
Yeah,
Beth, you know more about this than I do.
Atlanta is the, what the RAC did, and they did it, this at the end of last year, they decided to, they got money from, each of the regions got some money, like $7,000 from the, from Global, which, if you recall, I read about why didn't they just give that money to the chapters. But anyway, they gave it to the regions, and our Western region decided to use that money to have an in-person meeting at the, you know, coincident with, I think it's the day before or the day after the RAC meeting, I mean the Global meeting. So they're basically tacking a day on and I think paying for hotel and stuff like that. So so Robin's going to do that, I guess, in conjunction with her attending that meeting. So it just extends it from 2 days to 3 days, I think. And it's a whole day of they get to know each other face to face.
Okay.
There
you
go. That's
so,
what
that
is.
I mean, it might Yeah, it might be interesting to hear at the next meeting sort of what comes out of that.
Yes, definitely.
That'll be, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll have it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that would be wonderful. The other thing that Robin wanted me to bring up about that was, let's see, she needed membership committee stats that she can take there, which we'll do. And then she also asked, is the chapter willing to cover her expenses that are not covered by ICF, which are airport transfers, travel and meals, et cetera. And I asked her to give us an idea of what those, you know, what the dollar amount might be, and I haven't heard back from her. And it's coming up pretty soon, right? It's coming up like early March or
so. Yeah, it's the first week in March. It's the week after next.
Actually, yeah,
it's next week. It's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess she was asked, she said, I don't know what the protocol is for reimbursement. So she was sort of asking, I think, for some feedback from us about that. So that would be for, I guess, she just wrote down airport transfers, travel, and meals. And I just don't know what that is.
Well, what does travel mean?
ICF is paying for airfare and hotels. As far as I know, that's all they're paying for.
Are they paying for hotels for the entire Global Conference time period?
Yeah. And then the RAC people are paying for that extra day.
Say that again?
ICF Global is paying for, and they have a set amount that they pay, for airfare, or if you live close, they pay mileage if you can drive to Atlanta. But obviously she'll get airfare and hotel charges. And then the Western region, which is tacked on the extra day, is paying for an extra night hotel stay. So her hotel and her plane tickets are covered.
Okay, so I suspect what she's looking, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Beth.
So she's probably looking for, you know, airport, you know, transfer from the airport to the hotel, meals, maybe incidentals, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unfortunately, go ahead. I don't mean to butt in.
Oh, no, I was just wondering, I mean, she's looking for some guidance from us about this, and I'm just wondering if anyone has any input, an approach that we might want to take with this. This just hasn't come up before.
Go ahead, Barb.
No, go ahead, because you're the money person.
Well, I'm not aware of any precedent. So I'm not aware of anything we can say, well, this is what we did before. I would just say that, you know, we decided to have Robin go. We voted not to have not to pay for a second person to go. I would like very much to know what we're talking about here in terms of dollars, but in general, some type of transportation from the airport to the hotel and meals makes sense to me. I would like to have a cap. And then there's, you know, receipts in, and I'm not aware of us having a trip expense report form, but something like that with receipts would make sense.
And this is Ildi, and I mean, I think, you know, she's going to be representing our chapter. She's going to be learning things and bringing them back to us. So I would certainly support helping her with those expenses. We may consider looking at the government per diem rate. I know I use that a lot when I do travel, and they'll usually have sort of an amount for like a daily you know, like a meal rate. That might be a good place for us to look at, and then, you know, I don't know, just a thought.
Did they separate that per diem by meals and lodging?
They do. Of course, lodging is, you know, you would automatically get the government rate, which is a little lower, but what I'm hearing is that is actually covered, so it really has to do with just the meals.
Yeah. I think that's a great solution, Ildi. I mean, I kind of feel both ways at once about this. I was, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't think about this earlier or it wasn't brought to our attention. I mean, we approved going with those expenses. You know, and the other side of it is, of course, Robin gets some personal and professional things out of this, a lot of contacts and all that. And you know, she can expense the other travel expenses, but I understand that, you know, maybe she feels she can't do that. I don't know. I think a good compromise is a per diem, and I think the government per diem is probably a good fair one. That they calculate that every year for each city, so we should be able to find out what it is for Atlanta and put a meal. That's the cap, you know.
Does that cover transportation?
No, it doesn't. That's an actual expense. That's how the government treats it.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say, you know, taxi, not a car rental, certainly. That would be ridiculous. But, you know, taxi or shuttle bus to the airport, to the hotel from the airport could be covered.
Okay.
And then a meals per diem. And I'll tell you my experience with the government is it doesn't cover a very nice meal.
This is true. But
yeah.
But I bet you
that. But it covers. You can eat on it. You know, you can definitely eat on it. And then if she wants to spend more, that's on her. But, yeah. I would say give her a per diem. Yeah.
With food at the conference, too. You know what I mean?
Huh? What?
There will be at the conference, I would suspect, you know, a continental breakfast, whatever.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're including. But she's gotten all the communications about that, not me. So
we're kind of coming up at the end of our meeting here, and this is, you know, it sounds like there's a little bit more to do here. I'm just wondering what our approach should be. Should we sort of go back to her and say, you know, we're willing to look at paying a kind of government per diem. Can you please come back to us with what you think that might look like, or do we need to do that? I mean, who?
I think I would, if I were doing it, I would say look up the government per diem. You should be able to do that online, or it sounds like you have access to that, LD.
It's, I think, GSA.gov. Or
GSA.gov has it, and they'll have it for Atlanta. They have it, it's location specific. And just tell her, this is it. This is per day.
Okay.
I'm doing it now.
So I'm wondering, Ildi, would you might you be able to work with Jude on this and then kind of get back to Robin? Would that work?
When you say work with Jude, you want me to send Jude the government per diem rate?
That's sort of, I mean, I'm,
well, Jude,
you
can look it up.
That?
Yeah.
I am looking it up.
Yeah,
and
you'll find it.
It says $135.
That includes lodging.
That's lodging. Okay, so meals, I guess, is 56.
56 a day?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty reasonable. Plus taxi or shuttle, but no rental car.
Yeah, so why don't I just send Robin an email to that effect?
I think that's
great.
Very sensible.
Okay.
That won't break
thank
our
you.
Bank, will it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Good, good solution.
Okay.
Thank you, Ildi.
Sure.
Yes. Great minds put all our heads together. We come up with good solutions.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
We should ask her, by the way, for a write up on the conference that she can send out before the next meeting.
If who's the write up for? Is that for the newsletter? Or is that for
No. That's separate. A write up for the board. You know. The leadership team, what she learned.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, something, because, I mean, we definitely, whatever she's learned, whatever she's, you know, we want somehow that to come back to us, right?
It should come back and go into our archives, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, normally wouldn't it happen at our next meeting?
Well, I think at our next meeting she might report on it, but look, you know, that's kind of short. I don't know. If I were going, I would file a report. I don't know. That's all I know.
Okay, so I probably have to double back with her after this meeting since I stepped in as a facilitator. How about if I take that up with her and just say that one of the things we'd like to ask for is a report? And that would be great, because then there'd be stuff for the newsletter and Facebook posts or whatever. So So I'll take responsibility for that.
Okay.
Are you taking responsibility, Sarah, for telling her we'll do the per diem and the shuttle/taxi?
Would you mind doing that since you're the treasurer?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
in writing would be good. You know, send her an email. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have our precedent down. We know what we've done and all that stuff.
All righty. Thank you all. We got a lot done today.
Awesome. We did. Awesome.
Excellent job.
Yeah. So, yay. All right. So, we'll look forward to talking with you next month and having Gail facilitate next month. I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yay.
You might not when I crack the whip.
Uh-oh. All righty.
Take care, everybody.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.